howdy part, here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. You know, wisdom has been chasing you.
Yeah,
but really. but you have always been faster.
I'm very elusive.
You
yes,
are.
Yes, I am.
Absolutely.
I've eluded.
Yeah, right. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
I didn't know us. So
yes, grasshopper. Wisdom has been chasing you.
No, it's not grasshopper. Yeah, it's weed hopper.
Weed hopper. Oh, weed hopper. I don't know. Is that politically correct anymore? I don't know.
Do we care?
You know. Well, okay. Right. Have we ever cared? Yeah, right. All right. Here are some quotes from Stephen Wright.
Who's
I have
Stephen
no idea.
Wright.
Somebody just sent me this. And they okay. said it was important that
they
were
Stephen
quotes
Wright.
By Stephen Wright. And you can't believe anything that you get. Anyway, okay.
Oh.
Here we go. I'd kill for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes, you would.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. A lot of people would. Yes.
Right, yeah. Borrow money from a pessimist. They'll never expect it back. Yeah,
I like that one. Yeah,
that goes along with our favorite. If a friend borrows $20 from you and you've never see him again,
money well spent.
It was worth the $20. Yeah, half the people you know are below average.
Half of them. Holy
yes.
smokes.
Yeah, right. Now, I think I used this last week. 82.7% of all statistics are made up on the spot.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
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 A conscience is what hurts when all your other parts feel good.
I like that one.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm going to put that one on a bumper sticker.
Yeah, right. And a clear conscience is usually a sign of a bad memory.
Bad memory. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Yeah. If you want the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain.
Okay.
All right. That's a little.
Yeah.
All right.
I've
anyway,
heard that one.
I have to. Yeah. All those who believe in psychokinesis, raise my hand.
Raise my hand. Well, it worked.
Yeah.
There it is.
Look, there it is. There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I almost had a psychic girlfriend.
Almost.
But she left me before we met.
She saw the problem.
Yeah, she figured it out right at the beginning. Yeah. All right. So what is the speed of dark?
Ooh.
Right. Along those same lines, if your car would travel at the speed of light, would your headlights work? Yeah.
That's a good question.
Think about those, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did Albert Einstein think of that?
How can you tell when you're out of invisible ink?
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Ah.
Yep. If everything seems to be going well, you are obviously overlooking something.
You're missing something.
You've missed something there, pal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Depression is merely anger without enthusiasm.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I'm usually pretty enthusiastic.
I am too.
When I'm angry. Yeah. Yeah. When everything is coming your way, you're in the wrong lane.
You turn around.
Yeah. Ambition is a poor excuse for not having enough sense to be lazy. Poor excuse.
Good old friend Tom Blacker used to say, lazy man's always thinking.
Always thinking, yeah, right. Well, along the same lines, hard work pays off in the future. Laziness pays off right now.
Immediately, right now.
That's it, yep. I intend to live forever. So far, so good.
I don't want to.
Yeah, right. Eagles may soar.
Yes.
Yeah, but weasels don't get sucked into jet engines.
Not that I'm aware of.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah. My mechanic told me I couldn't repair your brakes, so I made your horn louder.
I fixed your horn.
Right. Yeah. All righty, then. We got a great show coming.
I certainly hope so.
You betcha. Prairie Rose Wranglers are riding along with us. Jess Howard, the Quaby Sisters, Roger Wagner, Sons of the San Joaquin.
Wow.
Let's start with Sons and Brothers, though, shall we? Yeah, they are singing Buckaroo Dream.
up my rig and soon to be leaving this outfit I've known. I'll always remember the friends I've made here and the kindness they've shown. But it's time to be moving, this road I'm choosing is calling me home. And I'll set my course for up north where the cold winds are blowing. There's no use in trying to make sense of what I am feeling. I know that the answer lies over the distant horizon, where the ghost of a carol and the wild Arianos are living. To the high wine and lonesome, the home of the buckaroo dream. Smoky Valley and the loneliest highway where the cowboy is king. Now all that matters is working Nevada or round up this spring. This dream that I'm chasing, it lies in the Great Basin in seasons that change. And I'll take my chance on a ranch in the high desert range. There's no use in trying to make sense of what I am feeling. I know that the answer lies over the distant horizon, where the ghost of our carols and the wild Marianos are living. To the high wine and lonesome, the home of the buckaroo dream.
Man, that is a great New West song sung by Sons and Brothers.
How new was it?
How new is the New West?
Yeah.
Well, they're not as new as they used to be. They're starting to get a little long in the tooth.
Yes, they are.
We got an email the other day that asked if these folks were too old to go on our cow cruise. And they're about our age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ouch.
You are never too old to go on a cow cruise.
Never.
We have 80-plus year olds going on our
cow
cruise.
Absolutely, yes.
That's right.
Yes. Hey, Jeannie, she's...
Oh, my.
What is she?
I don't know. She was 90?
I want to say 90.
Or pretty close.
We'll have to get a hold of her and see.
Or scaring the hell out of it, one or the other.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, back to the show.
Okay.
Welcome to Clear Out West Radio Show. We get sidetracked every once in a while. Yeah. Shiny.
Squirrel.
Ooh, squirrel. Yeah, right. Choice and consequence.
Choice and consequences.
This week.
Yes.
Cause and effect. Now, I don't think it's cause and effect because you choose.
Right.
Then there's a consequence.
That's
cause
right.
is just whatever happens, and then there's an effect.
Well, you make the choice.
Yeah. Okay.
But you don't always get to make the consequence. Well, choose your
that
consequence.
Is exactly there. You make the choices, but you can't choose your consequences.
Right.
Right. Otherwise, I mean, it would just be a beautiful world.
Well, like when your boss threw that single jack hammer at the tractor tire.
At the tractor tire.
Yeah.
Cause and effect.
Cause and effect.
Choice and consequence.
And a body in motion.
It stays in motion. Right.
Yeah, until it hits your head.
And let me tell you what, that thing came back just as fast as it went into the tire.
I was going to say.
Oh, mamacita.
That hurt like a dog.
You know it did. And you wanted to laugh, but anyway. You
had to turn around,
yeah,
right?
Right. Now, let's see. One of my classmates, his dad was a welder for a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he didn't know this, but a motorcycle helmet, he could throw it as far as four different center pivot lengths.
Four towers.
Yeah. He said he could throw it. He said he could throw a motorcycle helmet four towers.
Well, in the first place, what was he wearing a helmet for?
Right.
Who does that?
Who wears a helmet out on the farm, right?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Four towers. That's impressive.
That is. I mean, that's a long ways. Yeah.
You know, and we're still looking for them 15-inch channel locks that Dick pitched out through Hayfield.
Dick through. Yeah. Choices and consequences.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't have no idea where those channel locks are.
Haven't a clue.
Well, they were able to find the helmet.
Well, they scooped it up in the combine later on that fall.
All right, we need to ditch out to a commercial, and when we come back, Sons of the San Joaquin are going to sing to us.
Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.